No, no, no. This parking spot don't cost a thing, baby, just like J-Lo and her love. Hannah belts out the chorus of Jennifer Lopez's song, Love Don't Cost a Thing, at the top of her lungs, replacing the word love with parking spot. Yow, I say, pulling the phone from my ear. You almost burst my eardrum there, babe. Warn me next time before you break into spontaneous J-Lo, please. Okay, warning. I'm about to burst into spontaneous J-Lo again. She promptly bursts into an enthusiastic mashup of Jenny on the Block, Let's Get Loud, and Waiting for Tonight. I can't help but giggle. There's no one like my sister. Okay, I'm done J-Lo-ing for now, Hannah says, exhaling. You were saying? Be serious for a minute, Banana. How much is this spot going to set me back? We both know, thanks to observing our dear, hapless mother our entire lives, absolutely nothing comes for free, not even J-Lo's love. Actually, come to think of it, Ben Affleck has gone on record to say the Bennifer era was the lowest point in his life, so I'm pretty sure he'd say quite emphatically that Jenny's love does, in fact, cost a thing. Might even say it cost him his very soul. Hannah scoffs. Screw Ben. He can't blame his tortured soul on Jenny from the Block. If the mighty Jennifer Garner couldn't fix that broken-ass man, then he's obviously not fixable. Hannah, please, be serious. If you're planning to pay for the spot, I can't let you do that. You're already going to let me live with you rent-free. I'm not paying for the spot. Well, then, did Hen finagle some kind of favor from Reed? Because I don't feel comfortable letting Hen... Listen to me, Linda, Hannah says, cutting me off. It's a reference to a viral video Hannah's become obsessed with recently, in which a precocious little boy repeatedly calls his mother by her first name, Linda, and commands her to listen to him. This parking spot is a gift from the universe, simple as that, completely free. Well, it won't cost you any money, that is. Nothing's ever completely free. Ha! I knew it! You sold your little sister into sexual slavery, didn't you? Well, of course. How else could I get you a parking spot mere blocks from campus for nothing out of pocket? Besides, you won't mind your sexual servitude when you see the guy who's giving you his spot. In fact, I'm pretty sure you'll thank me. Ooh, you've got my attention, Linda. Is he hot? As hell. But is he my idea of hot or yours? Because your idea of hot is some dork in a black cape playing Magic the Gathering. Not Magic the Gathering. I'm all about World of Warcraft these days. Oh my God, Hannah, you're hopeless. My sister giggles. Trust me, Mr. Parking Spot is everyone's idea of hot. Mine, yours, J-Lo's, mom's. Well, okay, not mom's. He's not a total loser. We both snicker. Tell me more about Mr. Parking Spot, I say. I must admit I'm skeptical of his hotness. My skepticism is well-grounded, by the way. My sister's idea of hotness rarely overlaps with mine. While Hannah's always had a thing for quirky, hipster, nerdy gamer types like her adorable boyfriend Hen, I've always had a near-fatal weakness for artsy musician James Dean types, guys who, unfortunately, always seem to hand me a one-way ticket to the friend zone before I've managed to string two coherent words together in their presence. Well, gosh, let me think, Hannah says in a teasing voice. Well, first off, Mr. Parking Spot is in a band.
Bow?
I blurt, doing my best Scooby-Doo smelling a Scooby snack impression. Hannah chuckles. Yeah, I thought that'd get a Scooby-Doo bow-woo out of you. What instrument does he play? Guitar. Oh, and he's the lead singer, too. Santa Maria. And he writes all his band's lyrics. Oh, my. And the lyrics he writes are deep and profound. I gasp, Santa Madonna. But wait, there's more. Guess why he doesn't need his parking spot? Oh, dear God, no, I whisper. 'Cause he rides a motorcycle, Hannah says, confirming my hunch. Sweet sassy molassie! Hannah laughs. Okay, it's official, I say. Fire up the engines of unrequited love to full throttle, Johnny. I'm going in. And to top it all off, he lives right across the hall from me, so you two will practically be roomies. I clutch my heart, anxiety gripping me. Shit just got real and very precarious. Hannah laughs again. Hannah, all joking aside, this is going to end really badly for me, I say, my voice tight. I'm so sad for what's about to happen to me. Hannah scoffs. Why do you...